Well, I'm glad that we've resolved to tolerate a slim margin of survival during what could be a mission critical to the city's future.
There's no need to be so dramatic, Gimon. I'm sure that if you were able to overhear goons talking about weapon imports, other law enforcement agencies are hearing about it too.
You shouldn't assume things you don't know, Lowry. And given we have to keep this compartmentalized if it's gonna work at all, you can't call anyone to check. The smart thing would be to act like we're the only ones who know about it and plan accordingly. Think about what you have to do if this goes wrong, if we don't make it back.
Well, but of course we'll make it back. I might be able to teleport us off the boat.
Into the open ocean?
Can we have a smaller vessel shadowing Captain Gway's boat? Something that we could escape to?
We don't know what kind of thing we're looking for. They could be picking up contraband directly out of Canada, or sometimes they use small submarines to attach or remove stuff from the hull of a ship. If Captain Gway hasn't been caught yet, my guess is that he doesn't normally haul crates of illicit material directly through customs. They have to be using more covert methods. That might mean, though, that a trailing vessel could be spotted by them on the way in. If we're going to be safety-minded, we could round up a few life jackets with personal locator beacons on them, call for help from the Coast Guard if we need to get out in a hurry.
Would the Coast Guard be able to get there in time?
I'm going to be honest, Flux. The safest way to do a mission like this is with no mistakes in the first place. You fall off a boat, and then the nearest source of help is the crew. If the crew is trying to kill you, well, that's pretty bad. If we had to bail from the ship, then that almost certainly means the crew could overpower us to begin with.
There's so many problems with this plan, I think we should just cancel the entire thing.
Because it represents a risk to our lives?
Because it presents a needless risk to our lives. And because how do I know that you're gonna actually do anything to keep my life safe?
Because if you die, I'll die.
That is all the more reason not to do this mission. We shouldn't do a mission where we could die.
Do you have anything genuinely constructive to add, or is this just going to be more whining about the risks?
Lowry.
Yeah, Lowry, where is our great leader? Certainly I'd expect him to be able to offer some assurance to the troops.
Flux, I think we'll be able to handle it. Just do your best. Lightshow will be there, and I trust that he won't let you down. In the meanwhile, Kimon, you're dismissed. Focus on your street patrols until we're ready to meet for the mission.
Well, I feel uplifted, as His Highness prefers.
Okay, make sure that Kimon leaves the building, then go back to Flux.
I really think we haven't done a wide enough assessment on the risks of this mission. We don't even know that there are any benefits. The FBI keeps watching this Captain Gway guy, but they never uncover anything. How do we know there's even anything to uncover?
You make an excellent point. This could just be a snipe hunt,
right? So we should really be waiting for a better opportunity to present itself. I'm sure that if Mercury brings in heavy military weapons, then the FBI, or whatever, will call to let us know.
Look, I don't want to spoil anything, but there's no reason you need to worry. If you have to make an escape into the water, I will be nearby and hidden. I just didn't want Kimon to know.
But look, this is... Someone will come forward if we need to go to action. I just can't see why we have to get on board this boat at all.
Usually, you'd be right, and I'd be fine with waiting for a more cautious action. In fact, my preferred way of doing things is how you want to do them, Flux. There's a saying in law enforcement, there's no old, bold cops. So, normally we can't get ahead by taking needless risks. But trust me, there's no major risk on this operation.
How so?
We'll be in radio contact the whole time, and if anything happens, I will be there to respond. Plus, if they try to do something, we'll finally have this Captain Gway guy nailed. He can't do anything to hurt you and still keep his claims of innocence.
What if he does attack us?
Well, he won't be able to operate freely anymore because he'll be a fugitive, at a minimum. But more than that, we'll arrest him.
But what if we can't arrest him?
He'll be a fugitive of the law, like I said.
What if we can't make that stick and he gets away with it?
Well, that's why we have Snakeman, for help with legal matters like that.
What if Snakeman can't help?
Why would Snakeman not be able to help with the legal mechanisms? He's our lawyer, our super lawyer.
What if he gets sick while we're on the boat, and then he can't manage the paperwork during the crucial times?
I'm sure he'd get better. I mean, if he got the flu, he could take a few days off, but he can get back to work when he recovers.
Not if he dies!
From the flu? What do you expect him to get sick with?
No, from, like, poisoning.
From poisoning?
He's our best lawyer. Logically, a supervillain might target him or his family. If all they have to do to get off is poison Snakeman, I don't see why they wouldn't do that.
Well,
I don't think we should go on this mission because we haven't even thought about basic stuff like this yet.
We could probably hire a poison tester for Snakeman.
Like somebody who could eat Snakeman's food so that they die before him if it's poisoned? I don't think that's legal anymore, Lowry.
There must be something they do for high-level diplomats to minimize poison risks.
These days, high-level diplomats get poisoned by all kinds of crazy things, like plutonium.
I'm pretty sure that's something the Russians do when they want to kill someone and send a clear message that they did it, but they know you can't directly prove they did, and therefore can't directly accuse them or charge them with anything.
This Captain Gwei guy might have ties to the Russians. He might be able to get Snake Men or any one of them poisoned with plutonium.
Well, we could make a list of every potential problem and then make a list of solutions for these problems. Like, for example, maybe you could invest in some kind of, I don't know, Geiger counter? And then we could make sure that after the arrest of Captain Gwei, all the important staff check their food with Geiger counters.
Plutonium could kill you just by being left in your jacket pocket, Lowry. You don't even have to eat it.
Well, a man portable Geiger counter that you wear in your pocket or something, if it goes off, you know there's plutonium.
And what about nerve agents?
What about nerve agents? What kind of nerve agents?
The Russians have access to nerve agents. You upset them, and then just like plutonium, they can poison you with it and you die. I don't want to upset a Russian agent and then have my nervous system disintegrated.
Well, if we plan for it, there's got to be a way that we can protect ourselves from nerve agents. Are they a gas or like a cream that gets on your skin? What are we talking about?
It could be anything the Russian government wants it to be. They have scientists, and it's not just the Russians, it could be the Iranians or the Irish mad at us right now?
I don't think the Irish are mad at us in particular, but you're also a scientist.
I'm not as many scientists as the Russians and the Iranians and the Irish.
Maybe we could employ body doubles.
Well, that would solve one problem, but now we have to figure out how to protect our body doubles from being killed by plutonium.
I guess that would only wind up doubling our defense costs. Okay, you know what? Just make the list of the problems that we need to overcome. I'll create a budget to pay for the defenses that we need to worry about. We'll put our heads together and get this figured out.
Okay. All right. There are so many hurdles, but I am glad that you're taking this all seriously.
Well, that's great. When I get back, update Nicholas on the details about the laptop. Let him and Thor know. In a few days, I'm going to take a trip on a boat piloted by a giant malicious turtle. I should be gone for about a week, maybe two, depending on what they do in Canada. My only companions will be a sniveling coward who hates everything I do in Light Show, who's a complicated miracle, frankly, but can at least carry a conversation.
Thor says, that's kind of the whole unstoppable organization, isn't it? What are you going to do if Mercury strikes while you're gone?
I'd be more worried about lesser supercrime. Drunk guys flipping SUVs over, that kind of thing. Mercury's next big move is related to this vessel, so he's probably going to be wrapped up in that.
Well, what do they do about drunk guys flipping over SUVs?
The police have response teams. If it's not too severe, they should be fine.
Nicholas asks, is this boat trip related to anything you've been doing with Mr. Green?
No. Not really. This is an earnest jab to take Mercury down the correct way, going through Unstoppable Industries the way the city wants things to be done. I want his power to be neutralized. It's hard for Unstoppable Industries to actually catch Mercury. But if we can take a major weapon supplier out of the picture for him, it weakens Mercury's position as we close in on him with Mr. Green. It could also knock out some of his lieutenants, create a power vacuum that maybe I can fill.
Something I might worry about. If Mercury begins to fall apart, his guys might start flipping to other law enforcement agencies. It's going to leave Mr. Green vulnerable. That is, if you intend to take any actual leadership of Mercury's people.
The primary objective is to put Mercury down. We'll have to play it by ear, but it's going to depend on what opportunities arrive. Speaking of having leadership of people, I need to make a little visit to Phil. Make sure things are going smoothly there. Let me know if you got something for me to practice with the computer, Nicholas.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, put on a disguise as a random person, head down to Phil's apartment, and break in before he gets in from work.
All right, you pick the lock on the door and give yourself a little extra time to set the scene.
First thing I want to do is sweep the area for bugs. Afterward, check his windows. See if there's any good vantage points where someone might set up surveillance on him.
A good examination doesn't turn anything up. Actual bugging and tracking of a person can be fairly expensive. And while Phil might have been a good candidate for it while Masterson was alive, now that he's known dead to the police and he never made any contact before, if they were watching him, they've tapered off. You've established pretty well so far that Masterson would have been the main and probably only criminal contact Phil really had. Until recently, it seems that the thing Phil is most guilty of are security lapses that gave Masterson a bit too much leeway. Phil still having a job goes to show that whatever he allowed wasn't so obviously incriminating that he had to be dealt with. As to locations he could be observed from, you note a few, if it's something you wanted to do, but you don't note anyone doing any observation at the moment.
Okay, then dress up in my Mr. Green outfit. While I'm waiting, organize Phil's apartment and straighten everything up. alphabetize the spices in his cupboard, do stuff that makes it seem like Mr. Green is meticulous to the point of obsession. The weirder he is on the whole, the less suspicious any weird behavior will be.
Well, Phil comes home from a long day of work and nearly has a heart attack when he walks through the door to see you doing what?
I'm on my knees, climbed up on his countertops, dusting the top of his refrigerator.
Oh my God! Why are you here? Did I do something wrong? I swear, I haven't done anything.
Oh, relax, Phil. Is that short for Filbert?
Actually, Phil is my full name.
Oh, well, either way, relax, because I've got good news for you. I've done a thorough search of your apartment and found nothing amiss to imply you're being spied upon. And I've identified several locations from which someone might watch you, and at present, check out the windows again, no one is there. This means you've likely been inconspicuous enough. I just wanted to touch bases with you.
Well, what about... But then Phil trails off, like he doesn't want to get into it.
What about what, Phil?
Couldn't they hide bugs in the upholstery? Or inside, I don't know, like, my coffee maker? Did you take all that stuff apart and put it back together?
Pull out a knife. We could, if you like. You want to know, but you're sure you'll feel stupid if we don't find anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, think of it this way. You aren't going to take any of your belongings with you when you escape to Aruba, or wherever it is you can hire topless women for a bizarre romance novel affair.
I really need to emphasize, I think the topless woman thing was a joke in the first place.
Well, I hope so, because I was forbidden from speaking of it any further. Regardless, you won't need these things in the near future. In just a few weeks, they'll be meaningless trinkets of the past. Shall I help you tear them apart and test their innocence?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Let's tear them open.
Marvelous. It'll be fun. I begin stabbing his couch and searching through it for small electronic devices.
Once you start, there's a sense of almost manic relief for Phil. He's clearly been nervous about being listened in on for ages now, and wouldn't have dared doing this alone. But you're a professional. You being here makes it a good idea. But his fears of silliness are eventually realized when, after you've cut almost everything to shreds and pried open every electronic, there's nothing inside.
Well, you may think this was a wasted effort, Phil, but it's hard to place a price on peace of mind. Try to straighten some of the wreckage into an organized jumble on his counters.
Yeah, well, like you said, I guess I don't have to worry about any of this stuff soon.
Assuming a successful venture. For my part, I make arrangements to extract both yourselves and Luna. We'll need to coordinate the strike when the iron is hot. I estimate this may take me a few weeks.
Okay. A few weeks to do what, exactly?
Passports, fake identities, safe houses for those in need. If we act before being established, we may as well just hand ourselves over to the authorities. The complex details and logistics will be handled on our end. The nimble actions of your small team will be handled on yours. Your job, and the entirety of your efforts, will be to persuade the necessary colleagues to work together on this project. Make sure that Luna Island is cleared of any personnel that might object to your work. Ultimately, you'll want your entire team together. Lead Kimon into Luna's cell, and as a group, destroy him. Then escape the island as a unit.
Why exactly do we need to lead Kimon into Luna's cell? Can't we kill him in one of the offices?
It's unclear exactly what kind of powers Kimon may have. Mercury gave him quite the thrashing the last time they met, but here he is, still walking around. It's possible that once Luna's influence is gone, he could quickly recover from his injuries. The plan, as I see it, should be to lure Kimon into Luna's cell on the pretext of ambushing a third party there. You'll claim you're intercepting someone who's come to draw Luna's blood on Mercury's behalf. That way, he'll comfortably walk into a high-security room with your entire posse and assume that he's setting a trap. He won't realize until it's too late that the trap is for him. When you leave with Luna, lock Kimon's body in her cell. If he somehow recovers from his injuries, he'll find himself in one of the most difficult rooms to escape, surrounded by supercriminals who all want him dead.
Couldn't we kill him somewhere outside of Luna's cell, and then dump the body in her cell afterward?
I rather prefer a streamlined instrument myself. You're going to Luna's cell anyway. He believes you're setting an ambush there. No need to strike until you're all in place. He's notoriously paranoid. You shouldn't give him any reasons to think that something is amiss or beyond his control.
Okay, all right. I got it. To the cell, then we get him.
Very good. Take this phone. Use it to text this number. Don't give details. Simply let me know that arrangements are in place on your end. When I'm ready for you, I'll either meet you or text you back. You'll likely not hear from me again until I'm ready to move.
What if you get delayed?
You'll be looped in if the delays are extravagant. But for now, rest assured that we're putting considerable resources into this and intend to get things right.
Okay. I think I get it. I'll focus on what's in front of me and on my job, and I'll text you when everything is on board.
Good. Take off the mask and jacket before going out so I'm not walking into the parking lot as Mr. Green.
Phil cranes to get a good look at you. He seems surprised that you take off the mask.
I am a shapeshifter. You'll see a slightly different face every time.
Oh, no wonder they haven't found you yet.
I am everywhere and everyone. I'll see you again, Phil. Work hard.
You leave Phil in his ruined apartment. Over the next few days, nothing of major note is going to happen unless one of you has anything you specifically want to do. Nicholas continues to work on the device to install on Larry's computer, but is still struggling with it before it's time for Captain Gui to leave port. You do, however, get a few laptops matching the type Larry has and get some practice taking them apart. When the party assembles for the job, you find yourself, Lightshow, Terry, and Elvis together. All of you are in plain clothes, except for Elvis, who has to wear his armor for his powers to work.
You know, it's probably because you've barely done anything useful with your powers, Flux, but I forgot you had to wear this purple getup to do your thing. You look like a pimp had a child with a space cadet.
This armor has saved my life numerous times. It might be conspicuous, but I'm happy I have it, Kimon. And you know—
It sticks out, is what I'm saying. And we need to get on board Captain Gui's vessel without drawing attention to ourselves, is the other thing I'm saying.
Lightshow says, I could throw up some illusionary boxes for us to teleport into. Basically, we'll just be from camo spot to camo spot, and as long as nobody walks into them while they're up, nobody will know they're there.
All right, Lightshow, make us some cover.
Why is Terry coming with this?
Because, Flux, Terry is the spleen of the team. Without him, we can't do spleen things.
I don't operate without Terry. I'm not gonna leave him behind.
I don't want to be overly critical, but if this is a life-or-death mission, maybe we should put personal relationships aside.
The answer is no.
Live with it. And all right, we've got our basic plan. We all have our bags. Check your supplies. Sleeping bags, rations, water, flashlights, change of clothes, toothbrushes. It's gonna be rough.
You go through all your supplies and you're as well prepared as you can be to camp out in a shipping container for a few weeks. Though a bit of improvisation might help out along the trip.
All right, nothing now but to do it. Let's get to the water.